This is St. Louis Public Radio. You know, when you're trying to solve an old problem, sometimes it's good to take a fresh approach. That's the basic premise behind St. Louis Public Schools' new effort to sell more than 20 schools left empty by decades of declining enrollment. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd tells us, the longer a school stays empty, the more problems it can attract.
And Virginia Savage can tell you all about those problems. I met up with her in front of Marshall Elementary in the Ville neighborhood of North St. Louis. The school's been empty for 6 years, and its once stately facade is now filled with broken windows. But Savage sees something much worse than the crumbling building.
Drug dealers, drug users, nowhere for the kids to go. Eyesore, that's what I see.
Savage grew up around here and volunteers at the neighborhood church that's run out of what used to be an empty school. So she doesn't just see problems, she also sees potential for this building.
Apartments, room for the homeless, community center. It's a lot that can go on with this building.
To help sell developers on those types of projects, St. Louis Public Schools put together the Building Revitalization Collaborative. And because this is, after all, a story about real estate, the first thing on their to-do list was throwing a whole bunch of open houses, like this one at Elliott Elementary in North St. Louis. So here's some of what I saw while walking around what you might call the ultimate fixer-upper.
All right, I am on the fourth floor of the school, and I'm just going to step over a big pile of what looks like maybe was insulation at one point in time. And it is just a bizarre scene. There's insulation thrown all over the place. The sub-ceiling is down. Paint is stripped off the walls. All the copper is out of the building. The alarm system's been ripped out. It looks like the set for a post-apocalyptic film.
Post something. Post-population flight, you know, post-declining enrollment and diminishing resources.
That's Walker Gaffney, a middle-aged guy who's leading this open house wearing an orange shirt and khakis. And if he looks a little like a realtor, that's because his job with the district is to sell buildings like Elliott, which is listed for just under $260,000, which could sound like a steal for more than 51,000 square feet. But then again,
oh my gosh, all this plaster fell off since the last time I was in here.
There's some people who would look at a building like this and say, it causes lots of problems in the neighborhood. Why not just tear the thing down?
So the cost to the district of tearing these buildings down is very prohibitive, anywhere from $500,000 up to $1 million. This was a temple of learning that was built to last hundreds and hundreds of years.
Learning that many say could continue with one obvious group of potential buyers, charter public schools, which have seen increasing enrollment over the past decade. The district used to have a policy of not selling buildings to charters. That's no longer in place. Yet some in the charter school community say the district is still rejecting competitive offers. But Gaffney counters, there's no unwritten rule against charter schools.
Now is the district going to give buildings away? No. And as I always say to people, you know, this is a listing price. Make me an offer.
And to help bring in offers, Gaffney put together something called the Technical Advisory Committee, or TAC team. Its job is to round up ideas from community members while at the same time luring potential developers. The TAC team is composed of everyone from finance professionals, healthcare workers, and folks like Jessica Island. She's the president of Northside Community Housing, Inc. Standing in front of Marshall Elementary on the north side, where we started this story, Island says filling this empty school with any kind of development could be huge.
And it could, like I said, maybe be just like the catalyst to get others to start thinking, you know what, I should also consider investing my resources on this side of the community.
And during public forums starting this week, the district will keep asking community members what they'd like to see empty schools become. Because the last thing any school was built to do is bring problems into a neighborhood. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.